Okay, we're going to talk to Michael Foley from Age and Opportunity now. So good afternoon to you, Michael.
Hey, Noel, how's it going?
Okay, now tell us what's happening coming up, or has it started already?
Well, I suppose a big thing that's happening around older people at the moment is the Positive Ageing Week is coming up, Age Action's annual event where they encourage people to get out of the house and do all kinds of things, visit a neighbour, have a fashion show, get together with people, do a bit of arts and crafts, or, you know, go out and have a picnic or do anything, really, but be active and get out there and do something positive in your local community.
Yeah, I must say now, for instance, up here, I've noticed in a lot of the parks, so I have to give credit to the County Council for some of the equipment that they bring into the local parks. I mean, I tried it out, some of it myself. You can be quite strenuous, but some of them you can take it easy. It's like everything else. It's up to yourself what you want to do. But it's a great positive to the local parks where people go, can go and walk or use some of the equipment. It's terrific.
That's super. And I think what's great is that the more you see practical examples of things like that out there, the more it's encouraging people to get more active. We do research. I mean, obviously, we operate all over the country, and we run Go for Life, which a lot of people would be very familiar with, which is the sport and physical activity program for older people. And the kind of research that we're finding is that the quality of the kind of activity people are doing is getting better and better. So, in other words, maybe about 10 years ago, people wouldn't have been all that, you know, they wouldn't have been all that pushed about getting out and walking or getting out and being active or running or doing all kinds of things like that.
I know.
But what we're finding now is that older people are taking an awful lot more care of their health. The ones that are getting out there, the ones that are doing things, are doing all kinds of activities. And that's a really great message, because obviously the more you use it, the less likely you are to lose it, you know?
I think two things attached to that, Michael, as well, is that I think a lot of older people, I mean, they're saying 70 is the new 50, but a lot of people are sort of sick of being, which they were over many years, invisible. They were invisible. And you were saying the encouragement they were getting for activity was to play bingo or sit around the piano and sing songs. Nothing wrong with either. Both of them are great entertainment. But that's what they were offered. And then people went on and said, no, we're going to do a bit of bowling, we're going to do a bit of sightseeing, we're going to go touring. I mean, a lot of people travelling abroad. And then, as I say, they're availing of lots of opportunities to do more active things. And I mean, you talked about people living longer, and I think that's the reason why.
It is the reason why people are living longer. And the other side to it is, people would look at you if you said, oh, well, all we're going to do is do a bit of bingo. These days, you know, that people's expectation has changed, because getting older has changed. You know, the older that we are now is very different from the older of people 50 years ago. There's a lot of people that if they were around 50 years ago wouldn't be around, because, you know, they wouldn't be alive. You know, we're living longer. We've got much more access to all kinds of things. We've got more possibilities. And as well as that, our lives have been, you know, very rich up until now in lots of different ways. You know, sometimes because of bad experiences, like having to emigrate for a number of years or having to do this, that and the other. But, you know, we've been exposed to all kinds of different experiences, and we're not going to get back in a box, thanks very much, now that we're...
Okay, before we talk anymore, Michael, give us some information about what's happening, where people can get information about what's happening, rather, and what's happening during this great time coming up.
Well, today is a very good day to talk about it, because Age Action themselves are about to launch their list of all of the different events that are going on. I know that last year that there was an awful lot going on in Ballymun. So for anybody who is based around the Ballymun area, that there's a whole series of things happening in the Axis Art Centre.
Yeah, I was talking to them earlier on, and there's some fabulous stuff going on there, all right.
And they have a really good tradition of encouraging people of all ages to get together and do all kinds of things. So they'll be showing Saving Mr. Banks next week, which is the film about Mary Poppins and Walt Disney. And they also have things like the show Jimmy Titanic is coming up. And I believe that they will have a Dicky Rock concert coming up on the 3rd of October as well at 8 p.m. So that's only a handful of the things that are going on just in Axis itself. Now, for a full list of everything that's happening, people can get in touch with Age Action Ireland directly. And I can give out their number
of course,
if you want to go and grab a pen. So they would be, and that would be an 01 number, and that's 475-6989. And as well as that, I suppose what we're doing here in Age and Opportunity is that we're bringing together a lot of our cultural companions, who are groups of people who get together to go out to different events, and they're going to be having a think-in for the Positive Ageing Week, mm-hmm. where they sit down and they plan events that'll be happening between now and the end of the year. So I know that they're planning on doing things with the going to the Dublin Theatre Festival, and they're planning to do a Viking Splash, and they're planning to do all kinds of things. So we're just trying to get them together to pin down some dates and to encourage people to get involved in cultural companions.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of the programme that's very popular in Sky, I think it is at the moment, 100 Ways to Kill Your Mother, I think it's called. And I mean, that's about some guy and his mother, and she's getting up to all sorts of wild stunts, jumping out of airplanes and all this sort of thing. And that's sort of showing, like, when people talk about the activity of older people, but it shows you the extent that older people can do all the things that they want to do anytime that they want to do them. And I think that's why it's such a popular program as well.
Yeah, but I think what's really interesting about How to Kill Your Mammy is that for people in their 20s, they're looking at that woman and saying, oh, isn't she grand? Isn't she a nice little woman from mm-hmm. Dublin? But that woman has really lived a life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's lived in Libya and she's had a whole life of experience behind her. This woman isn't fresh out of the packaging, you know?
Yes, yeah.
She's got an awful
well,
lot
that's what I mean.
Of
it's
experience.
It's giving great access to people who are older and pumping them up and saying, yeah, I could do that. And why
and
not?
They can.
As simpler things, even.
Absolutely. And I think that there's a level at which the more you see somebody else really going out and doing things, the more you might be able to take a bit of confidence to take that first step and say, well, if they can do that, what's stopping me from doing this? One of the things that lots of people talk to me about is the fact that now that either their children or their grandchildren have emigrated to Australia or have gone to Canada and things like that. And you hear it much more so now. They're thinking about going out there and spending a couple of months out there. Mm-hmm. You know, so that kind of would have been unheard of 20 years ago. So I think that what we're seeing, Noel, is a real shift in people's attitude about what's possible and how they want to live their lives and how they want to do things.
And I think that... Sorry, go on.
I was just going to say, I think that has to be positive.
Yeah, I think as well, like something I want to talk about as well, Michael, because a lot of areas have, I mean, Age and Opportunity is and then of course Age Action and all these places, but there's lots of little people set up their own little groups in their own little areas to maybe get bowls together, travel down the country, out of the country, go to theatre and all sorts of things. But for people who want to get involved in some, there is a grants available, which I didn't know nothing about, to groups and organisations.
There is, and we every year try to provide a small grant where we can to sports clubs and groups that do physical activity. And last year, I mean, overall, we gave out about 1,000 grants as part of our small grant scheme along with the Irish Sports Council for people in the kind of northeast area of Dublin. We gave out over €6,000 in grants. So that was really helpful to a lot of groups in order to do something, either to try something new or to buy small pieces of equipment in order to be able to take part in activities, be they things like skittles or discs for throwing or things like that.
Yeah, I was going to say about bowling, for instance, Michael, would that be part of equipment? And if, say, for instance, I know there's a lot of people in some of the parks like St. Anne's and like Edenmore Park as well, they have a little pitch and put. So would you know, people maybe, well, I can't afford everyone to buy, all you need is a putter and a driver. Would it go towards things like that if they needed these instruments for their games?
It can go towards stuff like that. Now, the warning that I would have to people is that the closing date for applying for the grants is actually this evening.
Okay.
So I'm sure for some groups that are out there, I mean, like I say, last year we would have provided funds to people like Larkhill ARA, Merino, Active Retirement, Naomh Marnoch in Port Marnock, the GAA Club out there, Santry Community Resource Centre, St Michael's House. You know, that there was a lot of groups that we managed to provide a fund to. So we're hoping that a lot of people have already got their application pretty much done. But this will be a great reminder to them to make sure and get them into us before the end of today. But you're absolutely right, Noel, that the small amount of money can make a massive difference to a group of people that either want to try something new or want to kind of just need a little bit of equipment, but just don't have the resources to be able to fund the equipment themselves. And the other good thing is that we've discovered through our research is that when a little bit of money goes into a group, that actually draws in other money from other people. So, you know, clever people in certain groups, that if they're getting €200 from us, they might go to a local business and say, well, we're already getting €200, but if you give us another 100, then we can do this. Or, you know, and that's the other side of it. You know, like, older people aren't stupid. Like, you know, that we've all lived long enough to know that there's ways and means of being able to gather support and get people involved.
And I think as the government has learned as well, they're quite a force in politics as well, when they want to be.
Oh, absolutely. And why shouldn't they be? You know, that, like I say, those days when, you know, you sat in the corner after you finished your working life, those days are gone. Like, older people are working longer, they're living longer, and they want to continue to be involved. It's still, you know, if you're 70, the community you live in is still your community, mm-hmm. and you still care about it, and you still care about the young people getting jobs in your area, and you still care about your neighbours. So why shouldn't you be absolutely and actively involved in the kinds of decisions that are going to affect you and the people who live around you?
Okay, I know the number, but people want to get involved, you can ring up Age Action on 01 4756 989. That's 4756 989. And is there a website as well, Michael, for all the activities that's going to be going on?
That people can go onto the Age Action website, which is ageaction.ie. And for those people who, just to remind people, if they are applying for the Go for Life grants, our website is ageandopportunity.ie. That's ageandopportunity, ageandopportunity.ie, and that's for the Go for Life grant scheme.
And they have to do that before 5 today.
They have to do that before 5 today, okay. But hopefully it'll be worth it.
Well, I mean, it's always to remember for next year anyway. I mean, it's an annual thing, is it?
Exactly. And okay. In the meantime, it's always worth remembering that if you want to get involved in sport or physical activity in your area, that the local sports partnership, the one in Dublin City if you're in the Dublin City area, and the one in Fingal, mm-hmm. If you're in the Fingal area, are delighted to talk to you. So, you know, that if you want to talk to Katrina Geraghty in Fingal, or if you want to talk to Antonia Martin in Dublin City Council, that both of them will be able to advise you on getting more physical activity into your local group. Mm-hmm.
And knowing how resourceful older people can be, of course, they've been in business one way or another all their life, that they can always go along to, as you say, business or somewhere and say, look, I missed the opportunity this year to put in for the grant, but I'm putting in for next year, so give us a bung up here and start her off and I'll give you the money back next year. They could always do that as well. But anyway, Mike, it's been a great pleasure talking to you, and good luck with yourself, and congratulations on all the work you've done, everyone in Age and Opportunity does down there in Merino. Is that where the base is?
That's where the base is, but like I say, we're all over the country. Like, anybody who's involved in Bealtaine, the big arts festival every May, everybody who's involved in Go for Life, you know, there's thousands upon thousands of people that we have to thank for the success of Age and Opportunity, because it's in every corner of Ireland. And long may that continue, because that means that we're doing something right.
Okay.
If people want to be involved.
No doubt about it all. And if you have anything coming up, you need any help, just getting the information out there, don't hesitate to give us a call here near FM. But for the moment, Michael Foley, Age and Opportunity, thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye.